now. Dick Tracy.
Tall, dark, and handsome, hook nose, square jaw, and signature fedora, he is the rugged archetype who puts the bad guy behind bars. He's getting a little old for that line of work, though. Dick Tracy celebrated his 70th year in the comics this week. He made his debut on October 4th in the Sunday Detroit Mirror, 1931. Tracy's creator, the late Chester Gould, told NPR he modeled Dick Tracy on another fictional crime fighter.
Tracy was tried very hard to be a modern Sherlock Holmes.
Originally, the character was called Plainclothes Tracy, but let's face it, that could have been a dry cleaner series. Make it snappy, said the publisher, and since detectives were known as dicks.
This is Dick Tracy. Stand by for action. Let's go, man.
This being America, after all, the comics soon spun off a TV show, two feature films, and a radio broadcast.
Yes, it's Dick Tracy, protector of law and order.
Dick Tracy built his career fighting freakish-faced villains with freakish fashion titles. Prune Face, Itchy, Flat Top. Children followed Tracy's crime-fighting heroics with devotion. So when a newspaper strike hit New York City in the summer of 45, Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia leapt to action.
Now, children, I know you're all disappointed today that you didn't get the funnies. So gather around. Here's Dick Tracy. Let's see what Dick Tracy is doing. Now, get this picture. Here is Red Wash. The doors of the laundry wagon are open. And he's counting his money. 2, 3, 4,000. And the picture shows a hand of Breathless. She's got hold of that iron pot. Remember the iron pot she took from the Van Hoosens? And crash! She crashes it on his head.
Over the years, some things changed. His trend-setting two-way wrist radio gave way to a two-way wrist TV and then a wrist computer. Bad guys embezzled corporate dough, polluted, skyjacked. Ever constant, though, was his love for Tess Trueheart. In 1931, the strip opened with Tracy's marriage proposal to his longtime girlfriend. Kel courtship. 18 years later, they finally wed. They had two children, a girl and a boy, and then Tess filed for divorce. Eventually, though, love prevailed, and they reconciled.